Call for Action presents Of Consuming Interest, a public service show that discusses scams, deceptive offers, and other consumer concerns. Here's the director of WUSA 9 Call for Action and your host, Shirley Rooker.
More and more consumers are buying used cars, and there are many advantages to buying a previously owned vehicle. However, you don't want to end up with a car that has been flood damaged. We're going to tell you how to avoid that problem and much more. My guest is Chris Basso. He's the public relations manager for Carfax. Chris, welcome to Of Consuming Interest.
Thanks, Shirley. Always good to be here.
Yeah, it's you know, we talk about a lot of interesting things, and I think one of the things right now that is of great use to consumers is to learn about cars that have been damaged in floods, how to recognize them, what they can do about it, and just mostly, I think, almost always avoid buying those vehicles. So let's start off. Describe a flood-damaged vehicle.
A flood-damaged vehicle literally rots from the inside out, to put it mildly. These cars, you know, they're underwater. It affects the safety systems of the car, the mechanical systems of the car, even the electrical systems. At some time, those systems are going to break down as that water kind of eats away at the car. Like I said, literally rotting it from the inside out. So you don't want to be caught in a car, especially driving it, that's going to break down at some point. There are lots of things that you can do to identify a flood-damaged car, and that includes a Carfax report.
Okay. We're going to talk about identifying them first, but let's put this problem in perspective for consumers. What happens? The car is damaged in a flood. Somebody sells it. Somebody buys it. Restores it, so to speak, and then puts it on the market. Now, isn't it a law? Is it the law in most places, most states anyway, or is it a federal law that cars have to be flagged if they've been flood damaged?
There are some laws on the books, I believe, that say if a car receives a branded title that it has to be disclosed. Unfortunately, with some of the cars that are damaged by floodwaters, some of those cars aren't reported to anybody. The owner or somebody else cleans them up and resells them without disclosing the fact that they were underwater. So that's why it's so important to make sure you're doing your homework when you buy a used car, because as I said, those cars literally rot from the inside out, and buying one unknowingly can put you and your family at serious risk.
It just scares me no end to think of the damage that could be done to these vehicles. Now, we've been talking about used cars, and we're going to get into more specifics, but isn't it possible that a new car could be flood damaged?
New cars and used cars alike get flood damaged, yes. We saw that happen during Superstorm Sandy up in the Northeast at the end of 2012. Mm-hmm. New cars as well as used cars were on lots and they were damaged. The good news is that, you know, a lot of those cars are being processed and branded properly. The insurance companies are totaling them. The State Department of Motor Vehicles are issuing flood titles or branded titles for them. And, you know, some of those cars are going to make their way back onto the road with disclosure. The thing that consumers need to be aware of, though, is that some cars can be cleaned up before they're processed without being processed, or there's a thing called title washing where somebody removes the title brand from the paper title that the seller gives you, which shows it is clean even though a branded title was issued at some point. That's where Carfax and a mechanic can come in. That title brand information is reported to Carfax from all 50 State Department of Motor Vehicles, and we back it with our buyback guarantee. And then a mechanic can also take his trained eye and look over the vehicle and spot some signs of flood damage that may not be as obvious to the average consumer.
Right, and we're going to tell some consumers some things that they can look for, because if you do a little bit of checking, you can find a lot. Now, when you were talking about washing the title, pardon the pun, laundering the title, so what they're doing is giving this car a new identity. Are they changing the VIN numbers on it?
They're not changing the VIN number. They're really just manipulating the paperwork to take that branded title that's been stamped on the paper title and getting it removed. Usually it takes some manipulation, some altering of the documents, and moving the car to a different state. That happens all the time. That's why we see cars that were flooded in the Northeast end up in states like Missouri and California all across the country, even though they were damaged 3,000 miles away.
Right, and when we had all the floods and hurricanes down in the South, those cars moved north because I was reading about the flood-damaged cars that were coming here. Are they typically sold at auctions, or are they sold through dealerships as well? A dealer may unknowingly buy a vehicle that's been flood-damaged?
Most of the cars that you see where the information wasn't disclosed to the buyer, Those are the ones that are sold on the side of the road through the classified ads, mm-hmm. through a private seller, somebody that's literally trying to rip you off.
So be careful if you're buying online. That's not to say you shouldn't do it, but you need to make sure. Now, the Carfax report's going to tell people what?
It's going to tell you if the car was received a branded title from a State Department of Motor Vehicles in the U.S. or even the provincial governments in Canada. It's also going to tell you, you know, if there was a total loss reported to Carfax, any accidents or anything related to flood damage or even just collisions. All the information really that you want to know when you're buying a used car, you can find in a Carfax report and also by your mechanic inspection as well.
Okay. All right. So the Carfax report's going to identify this vehicle. It's going to trace it. That's assuming, however, that it's been reported.
Correct. There are some vehicles that aren't reported to anybody, and that's why, you know, coupling the Carfax report with the mechanics inspection, exactly.
Right.
I know it's really key.
You've always said that consumers should never just go on one thing. They should get a report and have it inspected by a certified mechanic.
You're shelling out $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 for a used car that you may be putting your family in as well, plus yourself. So there's no reason to not do as much homework as possible. Find out as much as you can about the car before you lay down your hard-earned money. It's really just a no-brainer.
Now, I would suspect that flood-damaged vehicles, that the airbags may be damaged.
They certainly can be, and that there actually was a study done by the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration that shows that airbags that were underwater may not function properly after they're dried out. That's really one of the dangers of flood-damaged vehicles is the car's the safety systems, the electrical systems, and the mechanical systems can all be compromised. Water is really unpredictable on how it's going to affect the vehicle.
And you don't know how long it was exposed to the water, how much water. You know, if water just ran over the wheels, that's one thing. But if it got into the whole vehicle, that's a totally, totally different issue. Okay, let's talk briefly about, you know what we're going to do? Well, yes, let's talk briefly about it and tell people how they get a Carfax.
If you shop at one of 30,000 dealers across the country, they're going to give you a Carfax report free of charge. Just say, show me the Carfax. If you want to get one yourself, you can come to Carfax.com, and for less than $40 with your VIN or even a license plate, you can get a Carfax report. In addition, because this flood damage issue is so important to us and making sure we protect consumers, we actually make the flood damage information available in our database, make it available free of charge to consumers at flood.carfax.com. Take the 17-digit VIN, plug it into flood.carfax.com. We'll tell you if any flood damage information was reported to us for that particular car.
But then, as you say, go to the mechanic, have them look it over from end to end. Okay, let's take a brief pause here to let our listeners know they're tuned in to Of Consuming Interest. I'm Shirley Rooker. My guest is Chris Basso. He's a public relations manager for Carfax. And we're talking about cars that have been flood damaged. And I pardon the pun, but they literally flood the market because these cars can be reconditioned, refurbished, but it doesn't necessarily make them a good buy. But they can be sold on the market and you are not told. Now, that's one thing if a dealer is going to be legit and tell you, if they know that the car is flood damaged, or the seller. But that doesn't happen all the time. You and I know that. So do you have any idea how many flood-damaged cars are out there being driven by consumers?
Well, we know that about 230,000 cars were flood-damaged during Superstorm Sandy.
And that's just one storm, and we've had a lot of storms.
Exactly right. We see storms, major storms happen across the country every year. But, you know, related to Superstorm Sandy, there's, you know, close to 250,000 cars that were damaged, and history shows us about 50% of those cars are going to make their way back into the market.
Wow.
You know, our Carfax preliminary research shows that about 1 in 5 vehicles that were reported as a Superstorm Sandy car show evidence of being back on the road already, and we're just 3 months away from the storm.
Do you have any way of tracking to see what kind of problems are arising from for consumers who bought these vehicles?
Well, we know from history that, you know, the mechanical systems break down, the electrical systems start to short out, mm-hmm. and the safety systems don't work.
They don't work.
And yeah, the yes, airbag systems can certainly be compromised.
You do not want brake failure or airbag failure at a critical time, that's for certain. Let's talk about some signs that the car may have been flood damaged. Mildew, of course, that's the first thing you're going to look for. I've got a nose that'll detect mildew a mile away.
Like a bloodhound.
You got it. So maybe I should be a sniffer for cars. It's not just that. It's like I think you all have recommended pull up a corner of the carpet in the trunk of the vehicle to see if there's any signs of water, damage. It doesn't look fresh and clean like it should. I mean, right?
Yeah.
And what about other places in the vehicle that can be revealing?
Well, the inside of the car is really the key to spotting any flood damage signs.
Mm-hmm.
Pull up the carpet, see if there's any signs that water was in there, silt or dirt that may have gotten there that probably shouldn't be there. You know, something
not
coming
off
your shoes. Yeah. Also, one of the keys, look under the seats. Look at the seat rails, the bolts.
Oh.
See if there's any rust on those. Those parts really should not rust out, especially with a newer vehicle. The wear and tear and the rust should match the age and the wear and tear on the car. So if you see rust on the inside of the vehicle, that may be a sign. Also, feel under the dashboard and inside the engine compartment. Look at the wires. See if the housings are brittle and cracking. Wires that are underwater will dry out, and that casing gets brittle and starts to crack by just running your fingers over it. So those are some of the telltale signs.
And check the glove compartment. See if the cigarette lighter works.
Check all the electricals. You know, turn on the radio. Turn on the air conditioning. The other thing with flood-damaged cars, besides the damage, is the health risks. This is not clean water
bacteria,
that's getting in those cars.
Yes.
The bacteria, the mold, sits in the soft part of the cars, in the AC unit. And when you turn that on, that's blowing mold and bacteria at you, and it's not something that
Disgusting.
You want to be caught in.
Mm. That's an awful thought. Okay, so there's the health risk as well. So you check all of these things. What about taking off the side panels to see if there's water in the door?
Well, that's certainly something that you can do, but
your mechanic can do it.
Yeah, you want to do three things. When you're buying a used car, take it for a test drive and take that opportunity to look over the car inside and out and see if you spot any signs of flood damage or any other issues that may be wrong with the car. Second, get a Carfax report. See what's been reported to Carfax in terms of flood damage, open recalls, anything that may affect the performance or the safety of the car. And third, have a mechanic or a professional body shop repairman look at the car and see if he can spot any signs of flood damage that may not be obvious to the untrained eye.
That's excellent, because you're really you're putting a lot of people and a lot of minds together to check out this vehicle. Now, and you said that they clean up the title. You referred to branding. That means that there's something put on the title of this vehicle that says it has this history.
Yes, there's specific paperwork.
And it should be on the title.
It should be on the title that the seller gives to you if you're buying a used car. It'll either be a different colored title that indicates it's a salvage or a flood or a rebuilt vehicle, or it'll be stamped with those words on the title.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, con men, these are professional con men that do this for a living. They can alter the paperwork, move the cars around the country, and end up getting a clean title, even though another state branded it as a flood or a salvage. That's why it's so important to check the Carfax report, because we get that information from all 50 State Department of Motor Vehicles, and we back it with our buyback guarantee. So we ensure you're going to know if the car was branded as a flood or a salvage, or we'll buy the car back from you.
Now, that would happen because there was a claim made to the insurance company. Is that correct? Or how does it get branded as flood damaged?
So a claim is made to the insurance company, and each state has different guidelines as to when a salvage or a branded title is issued. But a total loss almost always results in a branded title, but a branded title doesn't always come from a total loss.
Okay. Say that again. You don't want to say that again.
I'm sorry. I actually got that wrong. So a branded title almost always comes from a total loss, but a total loss doesn't always equal a branded title.
I gotcha.
So you want to make sure you're checking the Carfax report, look for the branded title information or the total loss information from the insurance company, and then getting the mechanic to check it
there
out as well.
There you go. So we've got four steps here, actually. But those are the things that should give consumers some comfort when they're buying a used car. And, you know, I think you and I were talking before we started the interview that more and more people are buying used cars, which makes sense. I mean, if you get a good used car, why not? Because, you know, the car, the minute you drive it off the showroom lot, it's depreciated thousands of dollars in many cases.
Yeah, and there's lots and lots of great deals on used cars out there. You know, there's about 45 million used cars that are expected to be sold this year. And as we, you know, come out of the recession and the economy is improving, more and more people are looking to trade in those 10, 11-year-old cars for something with a little less wear and tear and maybe a little more fuel efficient. So there's ample opportunities, unfortunately, for con men to put these cleaned up flood cars on the market and pass them off as good, clean, used cars.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's really important for consumers this year and years forward to be diligent about doing their homework, buying a used car, and making sure they know all about it before they buy it.
And you should not be persuaded by the fact that it's a wonderful price. That might be a real red flag.
One of the keys to buying a used car is not looking for the lowest price, but looking for the best value. Consumers these days are really being smart with their money, and they're looking for a good deal on a used car that's got a lot of bells and whistles. And one of the things you can look for are the certified pre-owned cars that manufacturers offer. They come with a Carfax report. They come with a rigorous inspection that's already done for you. So two of the three steps that we encourage people to take are already done in buying a certified pre-owned car.
Mm-hmm. So, and those things are going to be a good, we are persuaded by a price tag that looks wonderful. And a car looks shiny and new. I mean, it can look like it's almost brand new if it's cleaned up.
Yeah, and if the price tag's too low, something
wrong.
Might be amiss.
It's fishy. Yeah.
If it seems too good to be true, it probably is.
Yeah, we know
is.
What that means,
exactly
what that
right.
says. Let's just take a brief pause here to let our listeners know they're tuned in to Of Consuming Interest. I'm Shirley Rooker. My guest is Chris Basso. He's the public relations manager for Carfax. And we're talking about flood-damaged cars, which there has been such an influx of flood-damaged vehicles due to Sandy and other Katrina, all of those. And some of those cars are still out there being driven, being sold, being traded. So you've got to be very vigilant when you're buying a used car. But you can get a really good deal.
You can, and there are great deals out there. Unfortunately, 7 years later, we're still seeing some Katrina cars making their way back into the market, whether it's the whole car or parts from those cars, they're still coming out. And they'll continue to come out from Superstorm Sandy mm-hmm. and some of the other floods that we've seen around the country.
Now, so the big issue here is not changing the VIN number, but changing the branding and the title.
Altering the title work, yes.
Altering the title mm-hmm. work. And, with computers now, you can issue fake documents so easily. It's just amazing what people can do if you're good enough. Not me. I don't know how to do that. But I know that it's done. Okay, let's just talk a little bit about VIN numbers and their importance. And you said that, if you're thinking about buying a used car, get the VIN number and check it out with Carfax. There are some other places, too. There is a bureau. Isn't there a government agency that has data on cars?
Yeah, there is a government agency that offers some information about branded titles. But if you really want to get full information about a car's past.
Oh, yeah.
You want to get a vehicle history report from somebody like Carfax.
Right. Gotcha.
In addition to those branded titles that are issued by the State Department of Motor Vehicles, Carfax has information regarding, lesser accidents, police-reported
mm-hmm.
accidents,
mm-hmm.
service and repair information, open recalls, mileage information, really all the important data that you want to know before you buy a used car. And Carfax is one of those sources you can get it from.
Now, is there we used to hear a lot about people changing the VIN numbers on vehicles and selling them, or in fact taking the VIN number.
We don't used to hear it. We still do hear it. Absolutely.
Well, because I've read and heard that VIN numbers now are all over vehicles. That they're in the trunk, they're in the door, they're in the front. I mean, they're all over. So a crook's going to have to be pretty vigilant if they're going to change those VIN numbers. How in the world do they do that?
Well,
they
again,
just take
it
off and replace it?
Yeah, they'll replace the obvious ones inside the driver's side door jamb and on the dashboard,
mm-hmm.
Maybe in a couple other places in the trunk and the engine. But there are some hidden VINs that exist that law enforcement know about that are almost impossible to reach and to change. But more importantly, they're going to alter the documents that you're given. So
mm-hmm.
when you're buying a used car, to avoid what's called VIN cloning, you want to make sure you're checking all the documents and seeing if the names and the VINs match up on what the seller is giving you, but also that the information in the Carfax report matches up to what the seller is telling you as well.
Tell us again the free information on your website that has to do with flood damaged cars.
Yeah, flood damage information is free of charge to consumers at flood.carfax.com. Simply by plugging in your 17-digit VIN, you can find out if flood damage information was reported to Carfax for that specific vehicle. You'll also know if it was registered in an area that was deemed a major disaster area by FEMA. So even if flood damage information wasn't reported, there may be something that happened to the car because it was last registered in one of those areas.
You'd want to be extra vigilant in buying it.
It's just an extra protection,
right.
That we're putting out there to say, hey, check this car out. It was last registered in a place that was majorly flooded. So you want to definitely have a mechanic take a look at it and see if there's any signs of flood damage.
Okay, let's go back to the VIN numbers for a minute. If you're buying a car, the documents have been changed. The VIN number has been changed, probably to a legitimate VIN number.
Almost always.
And these are probably stolen vehicles?
Yeah, these are stolen cars, and they'll find a similar year, make, model car that matches a stolen car. They'll steal that car's VIN, that legally registered car, and they'll use it to mask the identity of the stolen vehicle. So you have two cars that are sharing the same VIN in likely two different states. And that's a problem because it affects not only the buyer of the car, but the person whose car was stolen. So there's a lot of victims in that case. And if you buy a car that's been cloned, you're most likely taking out a loan. So the car's going to be repossessed. You're going to be stuck without a car and with a loan, paying for a car that you can't drive.
Is there any likelihood that you also could be blamed for buying a vehicle that's stolen?
You're going to have to prove your innocence.
Right.
So unfortunately, it's guilty until proven innocent.
Yeah.
There's a lot of painstaking things that you need to go through if you buy one of these cars. That's why it's so important to take the steps before you buy it so you don't get caught in that situation.
Get the information beforehand. Anything else in particular that we need to warn consumers about in buying a used car?
Really, it's all about doing your homework. You know, you want to make sure that you're avoiding those flood damaged cars that are washing up onto the market right now. Open recalls is another issue that is major. There's over 2 million used cars that were sold online in 2012 with an open recall. And these are safety recalls, so something you need to be aware of. And we've seen odometer fraud really on the rise as well. People are rolling back their odometers. Yes, absolutely. Unfortunately, there are some inherent issues with used cars and a lot of people that are looking to rip you off. But by doing the right homework and getting the information that you need to feel secure and educated about the car, you can put you and your family in a safe, reliable used car.
Well, the whole issue of odometers, I thought those things couldn't be set back anymore. Little did I know, huh?
Yeah, with the digital odometer, that was the real idea, that it's going to stop odometer fraud. But unfortunately, it actually could be easier to roll them back because they're digital. They're computer-based. And simply by doing an internet search, you can find equipment that can roll these odometers back within seconds.
That is amazing, isn't it? You know, if the crooks are out there and determined to relieve us of our money, I mean, we got to put up a valiant fight. No question about it.
We're trying. You know, the crooks are always going to stay one step ahead. But, you know, using your head and using experts and resources like Carfax and your mechanic, you can avoid a lot of these issues.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's this combination of things, I think, that's so important and so critical that consumers not skip a step. Don't skip a step.
Absolutely.
Get your information.
Yep.
Do your research. Look online. I mean, I'm a great believer in looking online to see values and go to the websites that tell you about cars and see what they're being sold for. And if you've got an offer that's too low, we know about that one. We've already told our listeners about that one.
And information is out there. You know, that's the key, is taking advantage of the resources that are out there and making sure you get everything that you need to feel safe and secure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you do not want your family to be out. But the whole issue of recalls, I think that's a critical thing for consumers because, I don't know, something huge percent. Although cars have more compliance generally than a lot of other products, but there's a lot of cars out there. We had a car, an incident. A consumer reported to us that he'd bought a vehicle and discovered that it had tires that had been recalled. And he didn't know it. He didn't check them out. And one of them blew out. Fortunately, he was lucky that no one was seriously injured. So anyway, happy note. Chris, it's so nice to see you. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Shirley. Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Of Consuming Interest right here in Federal News Radio 1500 AM. My guest has been Chris Basso, Public Relations Manager for Carfax. And I'm Shirley Rooker. And you know what? It's been great having you. And we hope you've learned a whole lot about buying a used car.
Of Consuming Interest is a public service program presented by WUSA 9 Call for Action, hosted by Shirley Rooker. Call for Action is an international nonprofit network of hotlines which offer free and confidential assistance. If you have a complaint, contact Call for Action at 301-652-HELP. That's 301-652-HELP.